at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis with the head coach, Gary Kubiak. You just get done at the podium up there. You talk a little bit about quarterbacks. You talk about the team as a whole. Let's focus on the right side of the line. Young guys, for the most part. You're excited about the future with them, aren't you?
First off, did I do okay up there? You what?
You're great. Okay. You're professional.
Making sure I've been off for about a month. So, no, you're right. Yeah, we played with the very young right side all year long. And, you know, we knew that after some of the moves we made and decisions we made. But I think they held up pretty well. You know, I think John, Benton, and Rico did a great job with them. Obviously, we've got to go get better there, you know, whether that's Ben getting better, whether that's Brooks getting better, and, you know, of course, Newt. So we move forward from that standpoint. But, you know, I think getting all those reps will help those guys come back, and they won't be second-year players. They'll act like they're a little bit older from that standpoint.
You know, and they played well enough to help the team out well enough that you guys are picking very, very late again, the latest you've ever picked. That's a good problem to have,
yeah,
obviously. You didn't have a starter last year because of that. It was the first time in franchise history. Does that likely happen again where you take a guy at the end of the first round and he's not called upon to start right away?
Yeah, well, first off, you're right. I mean, that's a nice problem to have, but I think you find starters. I mean, you find starters, you know, in the first three rounds I've seen in this league on a consistent basis. So, you know, with Whitney, it was just a situation where we were very comfortable where we're at, and but he did start a lot of football games and contribute. So, I think we'll be in that same position this year. We'll find us a player that we'll expect to help us out real, real quick. And, you know, in that round when you're, you know, putting that much on a player and those type of things, you need to expect him to go to work real quick.
In these interviews that you have in the hotel rooms with the players, is there a question or two that rises to the top for you that you always want to get out of a guy?
You know, I'm trying to find out how much a guy loves to play, you know, but I think there's certain guys that I know that by studying them and watching them play and their history. And, you know, when I interviewed JJ, I didn't have to ask him that because I knew how he got in that room. I mean, it was amazing. So, but I want to know how much a guy loves to play. And I also like asking guys, you know, just what are you expecting yourself? You know, where are you going to be a year from now? What kind of rookie year are you going to have? And it's interesting when guys have high expectations, they usually find a way to attain them. So hopefully we can find some good ones.
Yeah, you talked about the young quarterback group behind Matt Schaub up there at the podium. As a former quarterback, does your ears perk up just a little bit more when you're talking with quarterbacks here?
Yeah, it does. I think in this league, you're always looking for that young quarterback that, you know, you think is going to be a 10, 12-year player in this league and be very successful. You know, this group this year, it's a little bit different. Last year, we were talking about, you know, what, three or four slam dunk guys that everybody, you know, thought were and they proved to be. This year's group's a little bit different. They're going to get sorted out as we go through this process, so I'm looking forward to meeting with them.
Always good talking with you, Coach. Good luck this week.
Good to see you again.